This is episode 106 on December 12th, 2014.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and anything else that might jump into our minds. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
I am Matt Hoffman.
And I'm Mark Sidowski.
All right. Well, we are back. We had a little bit of a break. Holidays kind of threw us for a loop, and then we got busy. But we're back
busy,
this week.
We mean trips to the ER.
Yeah. My son decided to take skydiving off of a bunk bed.
And mine decided to get croup.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, that wasn't fun.
No, I don't think either one are fun.
Joining us in the with monitoring the chat channel, I want to say, we got Shannon Guy and Maud Byrne joining us this week.
Woo-hoo.
How's it going?
Good. You? I guess you just said how you were doing, though, didn't you? I'll take back my you.
Is Shannon?
She's not really here.
Yeah.
I'm sort of.
She's muted.
I'm just, like, hiding in the background.
She was busy drinking her wine. Give her a break.
I'm drinking. Leave me alone. Until I'm drunk, I'm going to stay quiet.
There you go. We need a power meter bar at the bottom of our screen.
Yeah. Wow. Matt, how are you doing?
I am wonderful.
Good. Yeah, we're in that season. We just got done with Thanksgiving, and now we're getting ready to gear up for Christmas. And next Friday, we're taking a trip to California, and we'll be gone till after the New Year. So this will actually be our last episode for 2014.
Solid. Where are we staying when we go to California?
My parents.
They're letting us all come. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, they're not staying at the house either, so they don't care. No, we're gonna spend 1 week with my folks, and then the other week with my in-laws. And the good thing is that they live, you know, 15 minutes away from each other, so it's not a big deal. So we're looking forward to it. It was can you believe it? It was a year and a half ago that I was in California the last time. So it's been that long since I've seen my family. So
some would say that you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do your parents think?
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
They've got your name already.
That's right. And they start to sound like the governor.
Well, it is California.
Yeah.
I thought it was fitting.
Oh, yeah. So, so this will be our last episode until 2015. Crazy. So we hope that you guys have a good Christmas and take some amazing photos. So
that's all, folks. See you later.
Yep.
Oh, wait. We still got more.
Yep. Well, let's go ahead and just jump into the news.
And news team, assemble!
All right. Well, I ran across an interesting article that was on Petapixel, and it was talking about Instagram. Instagram.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. In case you're new to planet Earth, Instagram is a photo sharing app and a social media network. It's pretty cool.
It'll like never it. Last.
Never last. Yeah. They announced that they have passed 300 million users and is now larger than Twitter, which I really didn't think. I would say probably surpassing Twitter would be a benchmark. But 300 million users. Mark, what would you do with 300 million users?
Start my own Reddit column.
But
300 million users. That's a lot of hate right there. Oh,
gosh.
One way to look at it.
I'd look for a way to monetize it.
Yep. No kidding.
Very true.
Well, here's a perspective that we can
change that privacy policy. That's the first thing I'd do.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. You have no privacy.
Well, I'd be more fitting for the internet, saying all of your privacy are belong to us.
Yeah. Oh.
And have a lolcat right there.
Yeah. Well, let's put this into perspective a little bit. They report, Instagram reports that they
are gone.
They have 70 million photos and videos that are uploaded each and every day. 70 million.
Of those 70 million, how many of them are not a selfie, not a cat, not somebody's feet, and not somebody's lunch?
About a thousand.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with cat pictures.
I'm just saying. Your cats are...
Just watch what you say.
Your cat videos are actually pretty cool.
I'm backpedaling.
No, yeah. Cat videos. Uh-huh.
They say it's about 810 photos or videos per second. And that's on top of the 30 billion that they already have. 30 billion. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. You know, I thought I took a lot of images, but you know, when as the number of people start to increase, it starts to climb exponentially. I wonder what type of storage that we're looking at here.
Well, it's easy to wrap your head around it when you start thinking in astronomy terms.
Okay.
No, that was the punchline.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was good enough. I thought at least moderate.
I was waiting for the rest of the explanation.
Billions and billions of
photos. Yeah.
And Carl Sagan didn't work either. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they said all. And they say around the time that Instagram was acquired by Facebook, Facebook was already seeing 3,000 photos per second upload, and 250 million photos per day.
That's a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
No, I can't. I mean, I have no idea what those server farms look like. I'd imagine it looks something along the lines of what the those towers look like in the Matrix, where all the people are being housed.
Yep. Well, okay. Here's the other thing. If you thought that Facebook and Instagram has a large server farm, imagine what the NSA has to have to keep backups of all that.
Well, they just use theirs.
No, they have to have their own.
Maybe. Somebody at the NSA is going like, why do we have to build our own? Yeah. Let's just use theirs.
We
have all the passwords.
Yeah. or the nerds walk up to the director of the NSA. Sir, we're at capacity. We need more storage. It's hard to keep up.
There's just too many cat photos.
Yeah. Punishment is to have to go through all the cat photos.
The cat all has cheeseburgers.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I have cats on my mind because my kids absolutely love this cartoon on YouTube called Simon's Cat. Have you guys seen that?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Simon's Cat is a hand-drawn animation. It's black and white, but it's really funny. And you just got to check it out. They have like a bazillion followers. So
I'm one of them.
Me too. I'm so mad that I didn't get. I wasn't able to get that cat plushie. They had an Indiegogo campaign recently.
Do you think that might break YouTube like the Korean pop star did?
No, the Korean pop star did enough. a little bit of a tangent. I heard that Google had to basically recode their algorithms because they were going at capacity. I don't know what exactly that means, but they were getting so many videos that they had to fix their system before it would inevitably all crash.
The coders were like, "Hey, check this out. Hey, our codes are at capacity. We need to rewrite it." Cha-ching.
I don't know the ins and outs about it. I heard a little bit about it on Twit, but there's just so much of Leo Laporte that I can handle.
Oh, come on.
I listened to the show with the hopes that John C. DeVore would be on. That guy rips up that show. It was and it's awesome.
Yeah, I like him.
He has good guests. I got it. That's why I still listen to it. I listen to that in MacBreak Weekly because he has good people. But Leo himself,
It's like having that SNL skit, the grizzled old man, on the show that would help put things kind of in perspective.
Well, if we're using SNL, what you're looking at is his guests are like Adam Sandler, you know, Chris Rock, all the cool the cast members, and he, you know, Leo Laporte is like
the Alex Trebek of Will Ferrell's Alex Trebek.
No, I'm just trying to think of a cast member on Saturday Night Live that was kind of subpar, but they were all subpar that I don't remember.
All right, back to photography.
Right.
So 300 million users. Wow. Go tell your friends and tell them to jump on the bandwagon.
Make two accounts.
Oh, I wonder if they can tell if the accounts are from the same phone.
I'm sure they could tell some. I mean, I'm sure there is. I got a bunch of accounts. I got to admit, give credit to Instagram that they've been doing a hell of a job trying to get rid of all the spammers.
Yes. Which I'm not going to see any changes to my my following. Because I went through and got rid of all of them. Uh-huh. I think I'm like at 477 or something like that.
Nice. But no, I don't know if you guys have seen the message about...
Yeah.
You got the message too?
Yep.
I think I like seeing that every now and then.
Yeah, we're doing it.
It comes and goes.
Yeah. All right, it's time to pull out the message to let people think that we're doing something. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at that. Two new spammers.
Oh, you know, they're always on their toes too, unfortunately.
Let's see here. Yep, living in lipstick. Cat green.
I'm following.
Spam. Well, maybe not spam, but all right. Moving on. Well, since this is the end of the year, Apple has compiled a best of for 2014.
Oh, award season. I love it.
Yes. And so we have apps. And I think what we're going to start with first is iPhone apps.
Right.
And Mark, go ahead and lead us into that.
All right. So we get, let's just say the relevant ones. How many of these apps were photography apps? And as far as app of the year, the top billing gets was Elevate, some sort of brain training app. Fortunately, not a photography app, but its runner-up was Hyperlapse from Instagram.
Which that, I have and still haven't used yet.
I haven't used it much either. I think I used it a couple times. So runner-up for App of the Year is Hyperlapse, and then for the best apps of the year, like, you know, the kind of overall stuff, not the top prize, but like honorable mentions, I would imagine this is. We have Camera Plus is in there, our tried and true app.
Yep.
We have Camu, which it was okay.
What is that? This is the first time I've seen that.
It's one of the first cameras that offered manual mode for photography. And like I said, it was okay. I didn't find it all that great, but you know, that's just me. We have Waterlog, which was a painting app that was able to take your photos and make them into watercolors, mm-hmm. which was actually one of the better ones out there for like interesting filters.
Yep.
We have Stellar, which I don't know if this was mentioned on the show before. I'm getting the feeling that Matt, you mentioned this before.
No, I've never heard of it.
I got it and I started to play around with it, but I'll go into that a little bit later. Lightly made it.
Yep.
Nice photo editing app. Cinematic, which is a Hipstamatic app that I will pass over because I could care less. I'm kidding. It's their first video app that you could. I think you got to buy it and then.
Do you have to shake the camera first before you take the video?
I don't know. You know what? I should give that one another try now that I have the new phone. I haven't even.
Farmville 2 Country Escape was mentioned. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I see where your mind's at. all right, if we're on top of that, I downloaded the game Threes for the first time, and that's a bloody addicting game. It's a puzzle game, and I just can't stop playing it.
I wonder if The Room's going to come out with another one.
Jesus, I hope so.
Because I breezed through both of them.
You breezed through them?
Oh, yeah.
Look at you with the big brain.
I'll sit down.
I beat them, but I didn't breeze through them.
Yeah, well, it was one setting, and I just went through, and I was like done. I was like, oh, that's it. Dang it, I got to wait another year and a half.
This is no challenge to me. Hand me the Wall Street Journal. Hand me the diction. I would like to read some prose for a few more minutes.
Hand me the dictionary from 1832.
I like a good challenge. Oh, look, these fine chaps putting E's and U's in their words. those were the days. I am finished with this. I am going to watch Downton Abbey. Ah, the memories.
Why do you sound like the king from Madagascar?
That's what I was trying to figure out who he sounded like. That's what it was.
I don't know. I just went into this voice. I'm like, he's not quite British, but he can't be quite. Yeah. He has to be a little bit snooty.
Amazon Prime has the Penguins of Madagascar's television series on there. It's funny. All right. Matt, you said you found some iPad apps best of.
Yeah, so I guess they separated out since some apps are only available for one device or the other. And again, I'll just mention the photography related ones, but app of the year for iPad was a photography app. It's a editing app called Pixelmator. Mm. It's actually a pretty sweet app. I just need to use it a little bit more, but a very nice editing app. The runner-up to that was a app called Storehouse. It's a visual storytelling app. It's just kind of one of those things where you could compile photos and videos and add text and stuff like that.
It's pretty cool.
In the other best apps, VSCOcam, that recently became also available on the iPad, so that kind of made it. And I think there was one other one. Let me just find it here. Oh, Flickr. Before, just super recently, like in the last 2 months or so, Flickr was not an iPad app, which just boggled my mind when I got an iPad. yeah. And there's plenty of apps out there that, you know, you could use Flickr and you know, upload pictures and like pictures and do all that kind of stuff. It just wasn't Flickr. And I had an app, I forget what it was called, but it was beautiful and it did a really great job. And it was literally like a week after I got this app that Flickr became available for the iPad. You know, so of course I downloaded it and it's gorgeous. You know, so if you use Flickr and you have an iPad, you should really check out the app for the iPad because it's really just beautiful.
Nice.
And that's really it for the iPad as far as photography goes, but definitely some solid apps for sure.
Very cool.
You know what I'm surprised doesn't have its own iPad app is Instagram.
Yeah, again, I have another, you know, other app for making that happen.
Mm.
And which also is I like the app a lot. It's a really nice app, and if I find it here, I'll tell you what the heck it's called. The Flickr app that I used before Flickr was called Flickr Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And the Instagram app is called Flow for Instagram.
Oh, interesting.
And it's a nice app. It's a beautiful app. The only thing that you can't do is post pictures.
That makes sense.
But you know, you can browse, you know, to your heart's content, and it's a great app for browsing Instagram.
Hmm.
But you just can't post.
I'll have to check that out. Right on.
Yep. So that's that.
So of all the apps that were listed, how many of them do we own?
I have one.
That's it?
Yeah.
We have
two. I'm sorry. I have Camera Plus and Hyperlapse. Scroll down. I think I had Lightly, but it's no longer on my phone. And that's it.
Hang on.
I had everything except for Stellar.
Wow. And,
I have to give that a go. Stellar is it's kind of like Instagram for stories, where you can post multiple pictures and video and
add some text
to it.
I had six of the apps that we mentioned, which is probably like 2/3 of them.
Okay.
Now, out of all those, which one is your favorite?
Well, Camera Plus for me.
If I had to rate them in terms of like which one I think anybody would get the most bang for the buck, I would say Camera Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Oh, geez. What else do we got here? I mean, Camera Plus, that's a good go-to app, but lately I haven't been using it much. I would have to say, like, the best bang for my buck lately has, you know what, I don't have one.
You know, I have been all over the board lately. Usually yeah. I kind of get latched into, you know, one particular camera app, you know, or one particular way of editing my pictures, but there's so many freaking apps and I have so many of them. And, you know, there's been so many updates lately. And I realized that, like, for instance, Pro HDR, I've probably updated that thing like a million times and I haven't used it. So I knew that it just had an update like a couple days ago. So I whipped it out yesterday and shot a sunset with it, and it's still slow, which was my main complaint, I guess, why I stopped using it. It still takes forever to take the two exposures.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was shooting, you know, sunset, so it was like getting pretty close to dark. And I figured, man, this is going to be a nightmare trying to get, you know, these shots to line up because I'm not using a tripod or anything. And it did it perfect. I took probably 5 different shots and every single one of them was perfect. Hmm. So I was pretty pleased with that. Now, they had another update today to fix some weird bug where if you rotated the phone from, like, horizontal or, you know, landscape orientation to portrait orientation, the screen wouldn't flip.
Yep.
And then it would get frozen like that. So it was kind of wonky, but apparently they fixed that today.
Did you get their brand new app?
No, tell me more.
It is called Pro HDR X.
Oh, gosh. I'll get it now.
That's what happened. I went to download Pro HDR, and in the notes they said that they have their new app. But I think it's for people with only iOS 8. So if you have iOS 7, then you won't be able to use it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's this app uses the. Well, I can just tell by the way they're wording this that this app's going to work a lot faster. It says
instantaneous.
Yeah, it leverages iOS 8's bracketed burst exposure support. So basically, that's like what Vivid HDR does.
Yeah.
It's taking 3 images to combine together, but you barely even know it took one.
Right.
Well, I'm going to get this and give it a go.
There you go.
Thanks for letting me know.
Pro tip.
All right, it's downloading as we speak.
I think it was $1.99.
Yes. That is a small price to pay for all the seconds that I will save while making my HDRs.
Alrighty, what's next on our list?
Fantastic. And yeah, I mean, I've been, even if I'm not shooting HDR. Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Yep. We're waiting for you to finish the sentence.
Yeah, I was going to say, even if I'm not shooting HDR, I've just been playing with so many different apps lately. You know, I've been using the native camera app a lot more than I ever used to. I've been using VSCOcam a lot, playing with Camera Plus a little bit. Pro Camera 8 has tons of features. I'm all over the board lately.
We had some updates come in the last couple days. 645 Pro and Pro Shot both got updates, and I thought I'd mention some of those because, you know, Camera Plus and a lot of these other apps are great, but I tend to, you know, stick with PureShot when I want to use anything but the native app. So 4.12 got released, and they apparently this is, here's something new, shutter release button, the autofocus, autoexposure, L, I don't know what the L stands for, can be persistent. I don't know. I was trying it and I don't know what the difference was. Enhance the zoom, manual semi-auto frame meters on zoom section, but not full sensor. Another thing that was enhanced was the manual persistence after swapping to background. Golly, I wish they would explain that.
Yeah, when I read that, I had no idea what that meant.
External flashes now respond to default flash settings. It says, questions or problems, contact us. We'll help you promptly. Explain what you just did.
The explanation that you gave all of a sudden dimmed in my head, and the Looney Tunes music started playing.
Yeah. So this might make sense to some people, but
you made Shannon sober up.
Yeah.
So not cool, man.
PureShot is a great app, and it should be on the best apps of 2014, 2015 through eternity. But give it a try. All right. Is that it for apps?
I think we can move on safely.
Okay. I was thinking today of, you know, kind of what would be something interesting to talk about for the end of your show. And I decided to compile a list of the things that we talked about this year, sort of as a reminisce, and there's actually some stuff that we can expound on. But I went through our show notes to see what were the things that we talked about this year. Some of the silly, the serious, the funny, the, you know, just the cool things that happened through 2014. And I, since, you know, we're close to Christmas, I was thinking, oh, you know, the 12 days of Christmas. So instead of doing the 12 days of Christmas, I decided to do the 12 things in 2014 that I thought were, you know, noteworthy or silly or whatever.
I'm not singing.
Yeah. I was going to ask Matt to sing. Did you guys
have a audio clip of me singing? Here we go. That was on a good day.
And then later, Mark ate the guy on the toilet. All right.
Oh, naturally.
Naturally. So,
I got a standing ovation for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lawyer, and he was annoying. All right.
I'm going to go off on a tangent here. It's a holiday episode. Why not? Have you guys seen the trailers for Jurassic Park, the Jurassic World?
No.
Yes.
I have, yes.
Oh, that looks awesome.
I don't know. The trailer I saw didn't show a whole lot. I didn't think it looked great.
What the hell have you been watching?
You know what? I don't even want to go into it.
I will. The very least, did you see the aquarium scene? Yes. They dangled the shark.
That's what I was saying. I think I only saw like a teaser or something. Didn't have too much to it. That's why I was curious when you had said it looked really good. I was like,
oh my God.
They should do like Sharknado versus Jurassic Park.
Better. They basically had there's no spoiling this scene for you guys because when you look at it, it's going to be incredible. Like they're showing that the park is open and all that stuff. And then they have this.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. That's right.
Yeah, the Shamu tank. But instead of Shamu, it's a megalodon in there. And this massive thing comes out of the water and eats a shark. I'm like, yes.
Freaking a great white shark it's eating. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's awesome.
All right. Did you guys get the list that I posted?
Maybe.
It's in the show notes. I mean, it's in the chat.
Yes, I got it.
All right. So I'm going to start from 12 and work my way to 1. Number 12 is selfie lice.
I told you guys I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Selfie lice. This was the article where they said that kids in high school and college were getting lice because they were taking selfies. Like they'd stick their heads together, take a selfie together, and they were transferring.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the actual article is they're showing an increase of lice has increased among high school students.
But they couldn't confirm it.
They can't confirm it. But they made a nice correlation.
Right, right.
Correlation isn't necessarily causation, but
no.
Still, we can we can blame it just like we can blame violence on video games.
That's right, absolutely. And you know we're in the selfie the selfie culture, I guess. And we're going to post on the Facebook group, iPhoneography group, a video of a girl who is trying to take a selfie of herself. Well, she's being recorded. Somebody decided to dub in the audio of a documentary on a chimp who saw herself for the first time in a mirror. It's awesome.
It was beautiful.
Yep. it's not only great, but it's also sad at the same time, because this is what our culture is all about now. All right, number 11, MIT popularity algorithm. This is the one where they decided to take a picture of Justin Bieber and Will Smith and find an algorithm that would tell you what your most popular photos will be. The only problem is that they've never seen our photos, so how do they know? And if they've never seen it, and everyone else has never seen my photos, so how do they know it's going to be popular?
I never did try that.
Yeah, I thought it was worthless because it didn't make any, absolutely zero sense. I'm sorry, MIT, but I thought that was should have been vetted properly. Number 10, the Instagram Explore tab. Ever since the birth of Instagram, the Explore tab, or the popular page, has always been the bile-inducing pit of despair that it's been.
Because welcome to the pit.
Welcome to the pit of despair. You're not getting out of here. Yeah. I wish I had that audio clip. Yeah.
You did a fair rendition.
That's right.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
I see what you did there.
Yeah. The popular page and the explore page has always been this terrible place you never want to go. Unless you were 13 and you were thinking that you were one day going to get there.
I would disagree a little bit. I found the popular page was one of those places where if you were willing to spend a little bit of time, you could dig out some good nuggets.
Yeah, but then you'd have to cleanse your soul.
A lot of crap.
Yeah, you'd have to cleanse your soul and probably go on an Instagram fast for about a month.
3 weeks was enough.
Yeah. So they changed it to where now the Explore tab is more like, okay, here are images that are similar to the ones that you like, and even feature images that some of the people that you follow or your friends will, you know, kind of show up and or friends of friends, whatever. And I thought it was a better attempt at an Explore tab. So I thought that was worth mentioning. Any thoughts on that?
It's okay. There's nothing to hate in there anymore. I
know.
So I don't go there.
let's see here. Number 9, the Brooklyn photographer who made $15,000 in one day selling his Instagram photos.
I still don't get it.
He found 1,000 people to buy his photos for $150.
You know, I forgot to try that, and I really should have tried it to make some money for Christmas.
I tried it.
No. That doesn't sound very enthusiastic.
Yeah, there's a reason why it wasn't brought up on the show.
I think I was the only sucker that fell for it.
Oh.
Wait. How much did he make? $15,000 or $150,000?
$15,000.
Then he only got 100.
Oh, he got 100 people. I'm sorry. My math was off.
I didn't think he made that much, that many people.
Yep.
Still so pretty decent for what he put into it.
Yeah.
For 4x6, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then somebody gets and goes, oh, crap, I got suckered.
I was offering 8x10s.
And in all honesty, his images weren't like anything special. I mean, I think it was mostly, what, street photography?
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't look like
a lot of them, I think.
And I think they were mostly taken with DSLR. So that's probably how he made up for the quality.
They were interesting.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Number 8, Instagram reveals Russian troop position. The Russian soldier that was taking selfies of himself, supposedly on the other side of the border in Ukraine.
I'm surprised that didn't make more news. Yeah. But that whole Crimea thing just kind of fell apart.
Yep. So that's a good lesson. If you're in covert operations, do not take a selfie of yourself and post it on Instagram and expect it not to show up on a map somewhere.
But first, let me take a selfie.
Yeah.
Number 7 is we reached 100 episodes. That was a nice
but milestone. First, let me take a selfie.
we
hit a milestone, and it's always nice to get past a certain number like 100 and be able to keep trekking on. And it kind of helps us to feel like we're getting somewhere.
And it was awfully nice of Petapixel to do that article on us. That was really cool.
Dang it, I missed that one. Where is it? Yeah, I gotta dig for it, right?
Yeah, I wish they did one.
All right. Number 6, Bendgate. Because there always has to be something wrong with an iPhone.
Yeah.
Note to self, do not sit on your iPhone.
Or there's another, speaking of Bengay, that was a bad joke there. Hemorrhoid cream. Anyway, there's this other...
Okay, hold on. Bengay is not hemorrhoid cream.
It's not? What is it?
No, it's like Icy Hot.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you put Bengay for where you external... get hemorrhoids, you're...
That's why it's been horrible.
You should not have told him that. Let him try it.
Mark, totally try it. It's just fine.
Yeah.
Just let us know how it goes.
Yeah, Mark, you know how I'm always joking about stuff? I was just joking that time.
That's all good.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
Just tell us when the burning stops. All right.
You can do like a voice recording.
Yeah. Are you going to mention the optical image stabilization problem on the iPhone 6?
No, I was going to get into the audio plus of me using Bengay as a hemorrhoid cream.
Oh.
I kind of fell down there. No, there's a... I've noticed that there's this other... I don't know if it's a selfie gate or something like that. It hasn't really hit the photo news outlets, but it's hit Yahoo News. The front-facing camera is off on a lot of phones.
Good.
And I actually seen this in the wild. Basically, the camera on your front-facing camera, it's just out of place. And it's not something that would be the result of dropping your phone. Apple's already recognized this and has been fixing them for a lot of people, or just giving everybody new phones. And one of my buddies at work has this problem with his phone, so he's bringing it in.
This is with the new phones?
Yeah, it's with the iPhone 6s.
You know what the other problem with the new iPhones is?
What's that?
The lack of availability.
Oh, jeez, no kidding. I've had a lot of friends that have been trying to get their phones, and they're having the same problems as I am.
Mm, well, I'm having that problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know I can just order one. know, I'll probably get it in like a week or something, but I don't want to pay the full price. I want to trade my phone in. So I keep waiting for someone to have one in stock.
Yeah.
So, Apple has the new, not Apple, AT&T has the new, what's it called? It's the plan where you can go 18 months and then trade in your phone in for a new one.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
But you need to have a phone too.
But if they don't have a phone, yeah.
And again, it's...
So last week I could have gotten a 16 gigabyte gold iPhone 6 Plus. Because that's what I'm waiting for, is a 6 Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not 16 gigs.
No, heck no.
16 gigs is useless.
Pretty much. Hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe by the time the next phone comes out, the 6 will be available.
Yeah.
I wonder what the new gate will be for the new one.
I don't know, but I'm like 2 seconds away from just saying the heck with it. I'm just going to wait for the next, whatever the next one is.
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Number 5, iOS 8.
Never heard of it.
iOS 8 came out this year, and I do have to say it was really, really cool. With the stuff that you can do, the upgrade to the OS was, I think, a leap over 7. The dictation feature is pretty sweet. Manual controls on the camera are fun to play with, and not too much to write home about, but it's fun to play with. What are your guys' thoughts on iOS 8?
Go for it, Matt.
I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
I think the manual functions was I don't want to say revolutionary. That's putting too strong of a word on it, but it's kind of... It's I don't know if Android has allowed their apps to be used in a manual function like this, but it's kind of a sign of the times of Apple being a different Apple from Jobs' vision, because it was a very closed system with Jobs, and the allowing the manual functions to the guts of the phone, not only in just the photo, but the other apps, like using Siri, using the thumbprint, things like that. It's opened up for developers to do so much more. And this is something that Apple hasn't been very well known for. And it looks like that things are changing under Tim Cook's leadership.
Well, here's one thing that I don't know if you guys are using, because I'm not. When you go into your photos and you want to edit and just be able to use that quick open up other apps to edit, do you guys use that feature?
No. Yeah. I don't use that.
The only one I can...
The extensions? Is that what I mean?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I play with it sometimes, but no. Actually, you know what? I don't know if I'm thinking of something else, but I could have swore I just used that feature, and it asked me if I wanted to save a copy. Because remember, I had that issue where I edited and realized, crap, I just edited the original.
Yeah.
I could have swore that I just did something where it said, do you want to make a copy, before I even started editing.
If you are using a photo from your shared gallery, then it'll ask you to duplicate.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Thank you.
All good.
All right. Anything else you guys want to mention about iOS 8?
Nah, it's cool.
Cool.
It'll do until the next one.
That's right. All right. Number four, Alpha Geek Radio. We went live, and that was fun. I do have to say, hearing, you know, kind of being on a channel and, you know, be on there randomly, and all of a sudden you hear Matt or Mark or myself talking about something is I think pretty sweet. And I think this was a good thing for our show.
And we'll be live again, yeah. Probably the first of the year. We kind of fell off because holidays and ERs and all that jazz.
Yeah.
You know. we haven't fallen off of the live version. We'll be coming back to that soon.
Yeah. Number three.
Keep drinking there, Shannon.
Yeah.
Deal. Working real hard for you.
Awesome.
Number three, we mentioned a lot of, so we'll be brief on that, is the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. You know, that coming out was, I think, a huge thing for us. I think we need to go back and actually listen to what our predictions were and see what we got right.
I would say, I think the bigger news is the iPhone 6, 6 Plus being so insanely popular. And, yeah. And we've already touched, Matt already touched about the availability issue.
Yeah.
I had a legendary availability issue early, I mean, back in September, October, and November.
Yeah. I got mine in 3 days.
Yeah, but you got the 16 gig version. That's the thing. That's.
And I'm okay with that.
But you got it in November, didn't you? It was November, right?
Yes, because it was like, wait, did I get it in November?
Yeah, it must
have been November. It was right before my daughter's first birthday.
Yeah, so I mean, just the sheer scale of people wanting the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus was like ridiculously immense. We can't even. Like right now, you have the reports that Apple is producing about which phones were popular, which ones were not. And you also have, I mean, Apple didn't share anything very specific, but they just said that they're widely popular. And other companies, like sales companies, are reporting what they sold, which one was more popular, the iPhone 6 or 6 Plus.
Yeah.
Every one of those can't be accurate because of availability, because people were starting to settle for the iPhone 6 instead of the 6 Plus because of just availability. It's just insane.
Now, I do know a lot of people that thought they were going to get the 6 Plus, and once they put it in their hand, they decided on the 6.
I was one of them.
Yeah.
I think the next phone that I buy will be a 6 Plus, but not yet. I'm sticking with the 6.
I have a friend that's coming over tomorrow, and he has the 6 Plus. And I'm going to put it in my hand and just, you know, get that feel to see, you know, the size difference, plus to see if I would really like that size.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As a phone, I think it's too big. As a multimedia device, I think it's just right.
Now, there is a device that I'm very tempted on getting. It is Windows. It's the HP Steam 7. Stream 7.
I actually got my kids that for Christmas.
Really? What do you think of it?
You know, I walked through the Apple store looking for something for my mother-in-law while she was in the hospital, and we walked through, looked at iPads. She said she wanted something bigger than an iPad. It was too small. I think she probably would have been fine with it. But on the way out, we saw the Microsoft store, and we walked in there just to see the alternatives.
Yeah,
and we were there for like an hour and a half. The kids were playing on the computers. We're looking at stuff. I really like it. I'm actually getting more into Windows 8, and Windows 8.1 is not bad. I will say that Mac iOS, especially for people who are not computer literate, it's probably easier to get into.
Yeah.
But if you want something a little bit cheaper, I mean, I picked up a 7-inch tablet for $75.
Yeah.
That's pretty hard to beat.
That is hard to beat.
Especially as their base model is not 16 gigs. Their base model is, I can't remember now if it was 32. I think it was 64.
Yeah, I think it was 32.
There might have been a 32.
But, I mean, you're looking at, I think, 128 gig for $99.
Oh, yeah. We didn't go there. That was the stream, where we were, they had the stream 7 and I don't remember, it was an 8-inch one as well?
Yeah.
Or a 9-inch. That one was the $200 one that had the more gigs in it.
Got it.
We went to we were getting it for the kids, so yeah. The cheapest one is possible that wasn't completely stupid. Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm tempted. But when I'm in California, I'm going to go to the Microsoft store and take a look at it. All right. Number two, and I think Matt and Mark would have more input on this, is the Moment Lens.
I am actually going to use the Moment Lens in an engagement photo shoot tomorrow.
Really?
Cool.
I tried to use it for a wedding, but I never got the chance. Maybe later this year, I might be doing a wedding on a Monday of all days. So I might use it that day. But yeah, I have an engagement photo shoot. I'm going to use my regular cameras, but in addition, I'm also going to use my iPhone and the Moment lenses just to capture the day as well, just to see how well it performs. And yeah, but Matt, I don't know about you, but I'm really digging the wide angle lens, and the telephoto is okay. I haven't given it a proper test yet, but what do you think of the glass?
I'm still in love with it.
Nice.
I used it yesterday when I was taking sunset pictures.
Nice.
And
I'll say this. My only gripe with the lens so far is the mounting system. I despise the mounting system. I don't like the fact that you have to stick something to your iPhone and it's essentially permanently there. It takes a small army to rip that mounting plate off your phone.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind it because it's under my case.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really see it.
Well, it's not that. My problem is that
the dust
builds up like crazy on the Moment Lens lens when you have the Moment Lens mounting plate on your phone.
Mark,
Q-tips.
Be patient. I got you something to alleviate that problem.
Ooh. Oh, the Moment Lens just came out with their dust cleaning kit.
There might be one headed your way.
Yay! I'll properly test it out. But I got to say, the way I fixed the problem was...
duct tape.
Close. I bought a case, bought some Kraggle. And, for those of you who don't know, watch the Lego Movie. You'll be glad you did.
Crazy glue. Sorry.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry.
bought some of that, and what I did was I put the faceplate, the mounting plate on my iPhone, put the case over that, and got everything positioned properly so that the lens fit, you know, nicely. It was displaying properly. And once that was all set, I super glued the mounting plate to the case. So now if I have any dust, I just take the case off and the mounting plate comes off with it. Just do a little quick swipe and then put it back on.
Cool.
Yeah.
Life will be better when you get the lens pen.
I'm curious because I might use that for other things too.
Are you talking about a regular lens pen that you'd use with the lens on a DSLR, or is this something different?
No, it's essentially the same thing, except that the cleaning pad part is like tiny little.
Got it.
It's meant to clean out your the glass on your iPhone because of the mounting plate, and it also cleans out the difficult end of the moment lens, where
the business end.
Yeah, because the business end. I don't know which one's the business end, actually.
Wow, you've got other problems then.
Well, they both work. They're both pretty busy.
Well, you could use that pad just to clean the lens on your iPhone, whether you have a moment lens or not.
Yeah. Anyway, I look forward to it.
Cool.
Joe, maybe there'll be a lens pen headed your way too.
Ooh, that's cool.
Long story short, moment lens, best lens for the iPhone.
Awesome.
Easily,
yeah.
Do you still using the demo version?
Maybe.
Just jacking.
I'm still demoing it.
I see.
Tomorrow is essentially my last demo, unless I do a wedding by the end of the year, which I'm hoping to do.
Cool.
Demo. I promised I'd give it back.
You didn't promise when? That's all. I get it.
All right. Lastly, but not leastly, number one is the iPhonography Facebook group on Instagram. That is something that you and I and everybody in between can get together and share their images and chat and talk about different things and have a good time. So if you don't know where that's at, go to facebook.com/groups/tinyshutter and join the rest of us on Facebook. Well, join everybody on Facebook, which I need to do. I'm on there, but I'm not on there as much as I probably need to be. But there's a lot of awesome images that are going up on this Facebook group, and getting to see that is nice. You know,
we just had 9 new members this week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's in the 80s now, right? Or 90s?
84 members.
84 members. That's awesome. Very cool. So if you aren't a member of the group, jump on in and let us know, and we'll add you, and it'll be a lot of fun. All right.
It has been really, really cool. Everybody's been posting awesome photos. It's not all iPhone photography either. We have a bunch of people in there with Android phones that have been posting really cool stuff. We've had photo editing with the iOS devices. Yeah. So, I mean, the sky's the limit. I mean, everybody's been posting great stuff from nature photography to street photography to food to some little girl that was photographed by some guy named Joseph.
It's a very inclusive group.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's our inclusive, so it's all
right. That's right.
If that made any sense.
Yeah. So that was my list of the best 12 of 2014. Let us know if you have anything else that you think would have been better on the list. And on Facebook, you know, tell us what your favorite thing of 2014 was. And, you know, that'll make for some great discussion. All right. Well, let's go ahead and move into Post Pick of the Week.
Yay.
Post Pick of the Week.
Woohoo. All right. It is my turn, I think. Well, I'm going to go ahead and make it my turn. Let me look to see. I want to get a good count of how many images are on our hashtag Tiny Shutter on Instagram. Let's see here. Boom, boom, boom. Almost there. Hashtags Tiny Shutter. 25,677 images.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And I think the majority of them is MK Ultra 00.
He's I think it's safe to say he's an MVP.
Yes. So I was looking through, and I didn't know what kind of mood I was in, to be honest, because a lot of times we choose images based on our moods and our preferences and, you know, things that we like, or, you know, just it could be that being crazy and you just pick something out of the blue and it just catches your eye. And an image popped up and I was like, sweet, because it's my type of an image. I like black and whites. I like, historical settings. There's a place close to where I live called Brattonsville, and they do a lot of stuff there. So I like taking, pictures of there and capturing some great images. And McSnappy took an image at Manassas National Battlefield Park of a cannon and then an old house and this tree that, you know, doesn't have a single leaf on it. And it just grabbed me. I was like, sweet, that looks awesome, because...
Show me on the doll where it grabbed you.
What's that?
Show me on the doll where it grabbed you.
Yeah. This is a G-rated show. All right. And, you know, I think he used, it looks like he used a Tintype app, because it's the center of the image is crisp. And then the outsides just, they blur like crazy. There's a lot of blur, and it's got that crusty tin type look to it. So it's very cool. I highly recommend you take a look at it. And I thought it was great for post pick of the week. What do you guys think?
Meh. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Very well done. Love it.
Yeah, that is a pretty sweet shot, and the effect fits the subject.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
Well, cool.
It kind of reminds me of home, because I grew up not too far from Gettysburg.
Oh, cool. I haven't been there yet. I'd like to go.
To Gettysburg?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the next time you go to York, or yeah, not York, but the next time you go to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, when we went to Baltimore, we did go to Fort McHenry. That was cool. I like doing that. But definitely I'd like to go to Gettysburg. Oh, here's a tangent. I used to teach some 5, 6, and 7-year-old boys in Royal Rangers in California. And at the time, I would ask them, you know, usually each week, what their favorite thing during the week that they did was. And, you know, most 99 times out of 100, most of them would raise their hands and say McDonald's. one boy raised his hand because he had just gotten back from Gettysburg. And he raised his hand, and I said, what did you do? He goes, I got to play Civil War with my dad. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. He said, yeah. I said, what side were you on? He puffed his chest out, and he said, he was so proud. He says, I was the Americans.
Public education.
I left it at that. I was laughing. I thought it was great. I'll never forget that. He's now in college. That's kind of scary.
Depends on the college.
Yeah. Actually, he said he's working at a college now. He's over at Stanford. But yeah, so kids. All right. If you want to be featured as post pick of the week, go on to Instagram and hashtag your photos Tiny Shutter, and you will join the other 25,000 images that we choose from, And go on there and look up the hashtag and look at the images that are being posted. You'll be amazed at what we have in our group, and see the different people who are actually posting to it. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and wrap things up. Matt, tell everybody where they can find you.
Oh, I can be found on Instagram and Twitter at mhoffmanphoto.
Maud, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find, yeah, you'll laugh as soon as you say my name, huh? One of these days. Nah, not really. You can find me on Instagram. There and only there ever, forevermore.
Maud Byrne. All right. And Shannon, tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Shannon Guy Photo.
Yeah. And Mark.
I am also on Instagram. I am that Polish photographer.
And I'm on Instagram.
Which Polish photographer?
Yeah.
That Polish photographer.
Oh, hey, okay. Sorry, here's the thing with Mark. It's like he goes, hey, did you see my image? And I'm like, which one? And then I'm looking for it and I'm like, no, I can't find it. I said, oh, wait, which account? Because he's got, you got like what, four accounts?
I got three.
Okay, same difference.
That Polish photographer is the one where I can walk around in like 1970s New York and throw my hat in the air and freeze frame. Yeah, not many people can get that joke.
I thought you were going another way with that altogether.
Nope, I went to the path least trodden.
And Joe, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. Also, you can find us on Facebook. It's the Facebook.com/groups/TinyShutter, and join us over there. You can look up our show notes for each episode. Each episode we post the post pick of the week as the cover art for our episodes. Plus, we have the show notes. So anything that we talk about, for the most part, will end up on the show notes, and it's a good reference. And that is at tinyshutter.com. All right, Mark, go ahead and lead us out of here.
Sure thing.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Till next year.
Till next year. Oh, my goodness. It's yeah, it'll be a good vacation. See you guys.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Get out of town. I didn't know you did anything creative.